WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we are taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500, your app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So I don't know if you've seen this. We've had a couple of stories about it now. But Smashed, which is a restaurant in downtown New Bedford, Smashed NB, they opened up. Forget how long ago, maybe about a year ago. I'm not sure exactly when. I have to go back and look. But I remember when they opened, I actually went in there the day they opened and wrote a little story about it. Very good food. They have, smash burgers, chicken tenders. I think they're doing pizza. I haven't tried that there yet, but, it's just, good comfort food. Great place to pick up a lunch. They're open very late at night. Now, it's exactly what kind of downtown needed. And they decided to do this hot chicken challenge. And I saw it online. I saw it on social media. And I sent it over to Gazelle at Fun 107, who's kind of our resident food challenge guy. Now, Gazelle and I used to do food challenges here in the station. We called it Fun Versus Food. I know it's, at the time I was just the DME, so I wasn't WBSM only. I also worked on Fun 107, so we called it Fun Versus Food. And we would do things like, see who could eat the most stuffed quahogs in a certain amount of time, or, all these other little things we'd come up with. And one of them we did was a hot wing challenge where we went and got supposedly the hottest wings at half a dozen different restaurants across the South Coast, and Gazelle, myself, and Nick Dompierre, also known as Nick Diesel, who is someone who is well-known around here as a professional skateboarder. Now he's a model and is also a competitive eater. The three of us sat down to do this hot chicken challenge, this hot wing challenge. This is probably 2019 or so. And so we sat in the conference room. We tried to... We each had to eat one wing from each restaurant, their hottest wing. And by the time we got to the final couple, we were dying. And by we, I mean Gazelle and I. Nick was just sitting there taking him down, no problem. Gazelle got up and got sick. I was kind of overcome with, I just need to go catch my breath. So, I'm in one restroom, Gazelle's in the other. He's pounding milk. I'm washing my face under cold water. We go back into the conference room and there's Nick eating all the rest of the wings. Totally calm. No problem at all. Didn't even break a sweat. But anyway. So I knew, Gazelle is a person who can handle the heat. But I also didn't think necessarily that he was going to go and take the challenge himself or even attempt to eat one of the chicken wings that are supposedly so hot. It's actually tenders. But he did. Being the gonzo journalist that he is, he tried one and it nearly took him out. And if you've been following Smashed on social media, they've been going live as people have been trying to take this challenge. The challenge is you have to eat 6 chicken tenders in 5 minutes. No drink, no bread, no sauce, nothing. You just have to eat all 6 tenders. And many have tried and many have failed. And in fact, they charge money to take the challenge. And that's how they've been building up this prize, which now is up to, as of 12 hours ago, $2,700. They're going to give $2,700 to whoever can eat six of these tenders in under 5 minutes. No drink, no sauce, no bread. But now they've decided to take the money that they are now raising from this and donate it to the young man that Gazelle wrote about last week, an 18-year-old boy from New Bedford who needs a kidney urgently. And they're going to use the money raised to help pay for his transplant surgery. So now there's an even better reason to take the challenge if it's something that you were thinking about. Not only can you win money, but you can help support this young man in his fight. But it's funny because, again, they've been going live with everybody this, and they're really good at the baiting people on social media, you know, telling people, oh, this is the person that won. And then you go and watch and they didn't win. Like just kind of getting everybody to keep paying attention. And it's all people have been talking about for a week now. And certainly we've been talking about it here quite a bit. And Fun 107 has been getting a lot of calls from people who tried it. So I want to ask, has anybody out there tried this challenge at Smashed? Let me know, 508-996-0500. Would you try it? Do you think you could take six of the hottest tenders you've ever experienced in 5 minutes or less with $2,700 on the line? That'll be up to $3,000 by the end of the day. There's one thing you should know about them. They're pretty large tenders. I don't think I could eat six of the tenders if they were plain. But also I have a smaller appetite than most people now because of the medication I'm on. But I don't even know that I could have eaten six of those in 5 minutes when I wasn't on the medication. And I'm talking without the spice because they are very, very large. But that's a lot of pain to put yourself through, but a lot of cash if you can get through it. And everybody keeps asking me, like, have you told your son about it? Because if you remember, my son and I did the Hot Wing Project where we went around the South Coast and tried all the hottest wings. Well, he tried all the hottest wings. We did that a couple of summers ago and wrote about it at WBSM.com. And if you Google Hot Wing Challenge WBSM, you can read all about it. But I have not told him about it because I don't want him to take the challenge and then have any kind of side effects from it. Because it was rough on Gazelle and he only ate one tender. Now, my son also kind of retired from the spice game. He took the one chip challenge a couple years ago. We made a video of it, put it up on TikTok. And he didn't feel so good after eating that. So he kind of like took a step back from the super spicy stuff. But there was a time when I think he probably could have just walked in and done this. In very Nick Dompierre-like fashion, he would have just sat there and eaten the six chicken tenders and walked away from it $2,700 richer. But I mean, if somebody said to you, I'll give you $2,700 if you eat this, you know, Carolina Reaper pepper, you'd probably do it, right? You'd probably be like, yeah. It'll be worth it. But folks can't get through these tenders. They start and they'll get two or three in. I think the farthest somebody's gotten is four. And then it just overwhelms you. And everybody goes in there with a plan. You know, what's the Mike Tyson quote? Everybody has a plan until you're punched in the face. Everybody has a plan until you're punched in the face by the spice. But I'd be interested in finding out if anybody out there has tried it and how you would describe it. 508-996-0500. And would you do it? I mean, have you ever done a food challenge? I've only done one food challenge in my life, believe it or not. I mean, I think I might have done... No, I don't even think I've done the Awful Awful Challenge, which no longer exists now because now they just made Awful Awfuls bottomless. So you don't need to drink three to get one free or whatever it was before. Like now you can just go in and get refills on your Awful Awful. And the thought of drinking two Awful Awfuls now makes me feel awful awful. But the only food challenge I've ever tried was there used to be a barbecue joint in Plymouth. It's no longer open. It was called T-Bones. You know, country western vibe, barbecue food. And they had something called the Whole Pig Challenge. And one year it was Father's Day. And I said, that's what I want to do for Father's Day. I want to go there to eat and I want to try to do this Whole Pig Challenge. And it wasn't expensive. It was... I'm trying to think of exactly. So it was a half a rack of ribs. It was, I don't know, like an 8-ounce portion of pulled pork. A sausage link that was a pretty good sized sausage link. Macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans, cornbread. And I think there was one other meat on it, like one other version of pork. Maybe some brisket. And you had to eat the whole thing in an hour. You couldn't get up from the table. You had to eat the whole thing in an hour. And if you did, it was free. And if you didn't, it was only $29.99 for the meal. So I thought that it was, you know, a pretty good price for the amount of food that you got, even if you didn't finish it. So I went in there with the full intention of taking this challenge and I said, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then we got in there and I looked at the menu and there were some other things. I was like, well, maybe I'll do it another time. And, you know, my wife at the time, my son, they were like, no, you want to come and do it. You should do it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I should. So, you know, they give you an hour. You can't get up for an hour. So I made sure I went up and, you know, used the restroom. So I didn't have to, you know, say, oh, I need to go to the restroom. Nope. You can't get up. So I did that. And then I came back and sat down. They started the timer. And I dove in and I got through about half the food. You know, I kind of picked a little bit at each thing and I got through about half the food on the plate and I was about at the 35 minute mark, but I started to feel like I was full. And this was before I was on the medication. This is when I could literally eat like a pig. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to stop right here because if I keep going, I'm going to get sick. And then if I get sick, it's going to make me averse to eating barbecue again. And I love barbecue. You know what happened when I was a kid? I had tuna fish one time, got sick, didn't eat tuna for years. And I love tuna. Same thing happened with beef stew. So, you know, I'm like, I'm not getting into that position with barbecue. So I just pushed the plate away and said, I'm done. Bring me the check. I'll wrap up the rest and take it home. And I got two meals for $30. So it was worth it in the end. But that's the only challenge I've ever taken. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. Don't want to ruin your appetite for barbecue. That's so funny.
Definitely don't want to, no.
Hey, I saw that video of you, Gazelle, and the other name. I'm sorry, I can't remember his
Nick.
Name. Yeah, I saw that. That was so funny. And I did watch you and your son a few times when you know went around to restaurants, and yeah, he was doing pretty good with them. So with this challenge, I read the article. I woke up 2 o'clock this morning. I don't know what it is with 2 o'clock and me all of a sudden, and so I opened my email and I was reading all the stories, and I read it was five. Somebody got all the way to five wings, and it's like, God, you got that far and you just couldn't, you know, just that one more.
Well, there's people complaining that you know, that's just not enough time to eat those chicken no matter what. And, you know, it's like, come on, it's got to be a challenge. It's got to be, you know what I mean? They can't make it easy.
Right. No. Well, I was thinking the same thing. I said, oh, my stars. How is somebody going to be able to eat them that fast? I mean, like, if I could take a bite of each one, I can maybe do it. I almost think I can. But I couldn't eat, like, the whole, no. You know, and besides, honestly, the way I figure it, even if I did that and I did win, I wouldn't want the money. Give it to their bills. They get a lot of medical bills. So, but it is fun, right? For anybody that's willing to try and stuff. I'm going to try to make a point to get down there. Do you know when it's ending?
So there's no plan, as far as I know, to end it.
Okay.
But, you know, I think eventually interest will wane too. If nobody completes the challenge, eventually people are going to say, it can't be done. And then they'll stop trying.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they keep it going, the college students, spring break, and, you know, some leave college early and party in the summer, maybe one of them will achieve it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So, and then I wanted to ask you, that cop, I was really mad when I read that yesterday and then reading it again today. So I wanted to know, did they give him a bail since he was already out on some kind of disciplinary whatever?
Yep, $5,000 bail.
So he got, and he bailed it?
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling he's going to do one of two things, kill himself or disappear. Because this guy just doesn't sound like a person that's going to want to go to jail.
Well, let's hope neither of those things happen. But I think you've got to...
Well, yeah, I know, but...
I think, you know, his... Not that I want to see him use this defense, but I think his, you know, defense attorneys are probably saying, hey, listen, you know, we've established that you have a drug problem here because that's what they put you on leave for. So, you know, they might try to take that route and say... You know, he wasn't in his right mind. He was on drugs, so.
Well, of course, they're going to put any kind of twist on it that they want. But he was engaged with that girl for a long time, going back and forth. Well, police officer, I guess for weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
You know, so this is so premeditated, even in his sober. I mean, you couldn't have been high on coke the whole time talking to her out of the whole 3 weeks. So that's going to be really hard to establish that he was high on drugs every time he talked to her the whole 3 weeks. So I think that's going to be a weak case on the defense's part. But yeah, so just some really good stories. Excuse me. I really enjoyed reading them. And I did read about, how do you say that ship's name?
Shumanji.
Yeah, I read that. And then it's a funny name.
I think we just saw lightning.
I kind of like it.
Where would you guess that word is from if you were hearing it for the first time?
Indian.
That's what I always thought, but nope, it's a Gaelic word.
Oh no!
It means
no kidding.
Spirit in the sea.
So it's got a little Indian thing there though with the spirit.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow, yeah, it's a neat name. It sounds like it would be a great appetizer.
Yeah, I'll have some shamanchi. It sounds like something you set on fire.
With
like
octopus.
The, yeah, you set it on fire like the flaming cherise.
Or have it with the side of calamari. You love calamari.
Absolutely.
So then I hit the video, and I watched him on the kayak. I watched him go into the ship. And, it was really interesting. It's like a graveyard for all the ships. It's pathetic. Like, why isn't it scrapped for metal itself?
They're probably doing it. They're probably doing them kind of one at a time type thing.
I don't know, Tim. There's a whole bunch of them down on that. It's really strange. But it was interesting. So, all right. Well, anyways, that's about it. I can be a Gabby Hayes today, but I don't want to do that to you because I know it's nearing the 7:30 hour.
Well, I got to take a break anyway, but you have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Take it easy.
You too.
All right. We're going to take a break here. And then when we come back, we will have the news with Mike Roberts and more of your calls, 508-996-0500.
another measles death in Texas, President Trump planning a military parade for his birthday, and congestion pricing likely to stay in New York.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A federal judge says the Trump administration violated a court order when it paused FEMA funding. On the day of his inauguration, President Trump signed an executive order to rescind millions of dollars in FEMA funds to states. On Friday, a judge ruled that the move disobeyed a court's previous order that blocked the administration from withholding federal funding. A 25-year-old woman clinging to life after being stabbed in the neck on Monday in Lower Manhattan by a man wielding a broken bottle.
The NYPD says the terrifying attack was random and happened at the corner of Worcester and Broome Streets in Soho. At about 3 p.m., a man wearing an NYPD hoodie and gold chain approached the woman and slit her neck with a broken bottle. She's reportedly in critical condition at Bellevue Hospital. The suspected stabber was arrested at the scene. He gave a fake name to police who say he appears to be an emotionally disturbed man in his 40s. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
American cattle ranchers are lining up behind President Trump's tariffs on beef. Steve Lucy is a fifth generation cattle rancher out of Illinois.
We have to deal with a little bit of pain to have some gain, right? And I think we're going to have to just do that.
Lucy says a lot of countries have been imposing tariffs. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says President Trump is taking action to address numerous trade barriers that prevent consumers overseas from enjoying high-quality, wholesome American beef. President Trump scoring a big victory in the Supreme Court. With a 5-4 ruling yesterday, the court will allow the Department of Justice to remove alleged Venezuelan gang members from the country under the Alien Enemies Act. The ruling ends a lower court freeze on Trump using the act. Trump may now invoke the 1798 law to speed up removals while things play out in lower courts. A second Texas child has died in a measles outbreak that has grown to more than 500 known cases.
The State Department of Health and Human Services did not release specific details on the victim. They would only say it's a school-aged child with no underlying condition. The death is being attributed to measles pulmonary failure. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in a statement that the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles is the MMR vaccine. I'm Lisa Taylor.
President Trump firing one of the top U.S. military officers at NATO. That's according to multiple reports. Navy Vice Admiral Shoshana Chatfield served as the representative to NATO's military committee, let go for unknown reasons. It comes as the Trump administration fired the head of the National Security Agency last week. A 54% tax on imports from China by President Trump is impacting businesses in one of Northern California's most visited regions, San Francisco's Chinatown. Kirk Gibbs, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, says tariffs are now higher than ever before.
Are these permanent tariffs where he's restructuring the whole global trading system, or is this a negotiating position?
Chinatown businesses used to avoid extra costs from previous tariffs by routing goods through Vietnam or Latin America. The most recent tariffs have limited their options. Most goods for businesses in Chinatown come from overseas. Business owners say higher costs for them could mean they'll have to pass the buck on to the customer. It looks like congestion pricing will stay in place in New York until at least the fall. Kristen Marks has the story.
The Trump administration has given the MTA the deadline of April 20th to put the brakes on the tolling plan while the agency insists it isn't going anywhere. Now, the MTA has submitted court documents to a federal judge that show that they and the feds are agreeing to a timeline of legal motions that span several months, meaning the deadline won't be enforced. Betsy Plum of the Riders Alliance has seen the documents.
We won this program over many, many years. It isn't going anywhere soon.
The federal government could still try to put its foot down on the deadline, but a decision on that would likely be up to the judge.
WBSM Sports.
Sox lost to the Blue Jays 6-2 last night. Those two back together tonight at 6:45. Bruins take on the Devils in New Jersey tonight at 7. Celtics are in New York with the Knicks at 7:30. As the 2025 Masters continue this week, Augusta National announcing a partnership with Tiger Woods. Here's more from Liz Kennedy.
The collaboration between the Pristine Golf Club and five-time Masters champion will be a project focused on enhancing education and golf accessibility in Augusta. It will do so through the TGR Learning Lab at the former Lamar Elementary School, providing STEAM education for Richmond County students. The lab, scheduled to open in April 2028, aims to support under-resourced communities through career readiness and hands-on learning. Part of the project will also include renovating the city's municipal golf course, The Patch. I'm Liz Kennedy.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It is going to get pretty darn breezy with gusts up into the 20s, 30s, and some in the 40s, not out of the question. Temperatures in the mid-40s today, a little bit cool for this time of year, but at least we leave the rain behind. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
That is the great Buster Poindexter, real name David Johansen, who actually just passed away a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago. But of course, lead singer of the New York Dolls, and then had a career resurgence as Buster Poindexter, as both an actor and a singer. You might remember him as the cab driver in Scrooged. He's been in a bunch of other stuff as well. The cab driver ghost. What was that? The Ghost of Christmas Present? But I played that because we're talking about this hot wing, this hot tender challenge, the hot chicken challenge happening at Smashed in downtown New Bedford. $2,700 if you can eat six tenders in 5 minutes. And as they laid it out in a post yesterday on Facebook, the math equals to $450 each tender eaten. $450 for each tender you can eat. But can you do it? Can you handle that heat? And, you know, they're large tenders anyway. So you got to be able to take down six pretty large chicken tenders in 5 minutes. I had six chicken tenders the other day for lunch. And they were big and they were meaty, but they weren't nearly as big as these ones were. And I almost didn't finish them. And they weren't blazing hot, and I probably took a good 10-15 minutes to eat them. And I had a Guinness at the same time, so this is no sauce, no drink. But if anybody out there has tried it, let me know, 508-996-0500, or send me an app chat message or an open line voicemail. They've been going live when people have been taking the challenge on their Facebook page. So just, you know, follow them along and you'll follow along with them and you'll see when people are trying to do it. And you can watch the pained look on their faces. But now, you know, we want you to go take the challenge and try it, because the money that they raised for this, I believe it's either $20 or $30 now to take the challenge. But the money raised is going to help the 18-year-old New Bedford man, boy, teen, who needs a kidney transplant. You can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But you might need a stomach transplant after you're done. See, I can't do the spice anymore. I still like Indian food. I still like, you know, I'll turn up the heat on the Mexican food. I had some spicy tequila the other day. Tried that at Stevie's. Like, I can do little bits and pieces of it here and there, but I don't go for the super hot stuff anymore. The day that we did that hot wing challenge, I felt like my stomach was getting torn apart. Like literally there were claws in my stomach ripping it open. That's what it felt like. And I later would just randomly experience that feeling like months and months later, just randomly feel it now and then. And I was like, well, maybe that's an ulcer. Maybe who knows what that is, but I'm going to lay off the spice. And since I did, I haven't had that feeling happen, knock on Formica. So sometimes your body just can't handle things that it used to be able to. I used to have a stomach of steel. I could eat anything. I drank, you know, black coffee. I can't drink black coffee anymore. I still do now and then, but for the most part, I have to put a little cream or something in it just to take the edge off of it, because otherwise it comes back on me. And I guess that's just part of getting older. But it's funny because I see all these comments from people on this challenge. They're like, this is unreasonable. Nobody's going to be able to do this. Like, as if somehow Smash has a responsibility to make it easy for you to win $2,700. Like, as if they're going to be like, oh, you know what? You're right. We did make it kind of hard. We're going to make it easier so that you can win the money. Like, come on. People are doing it for the challenge aspect of it. These food challenges are just as much about bragging rights as they are as whatever the prize is for. Many places don't even offer a cash prize. They just give you a t-shirt and your picture on the wall. And again, the money is going to a good cause now. So really, what do you get to complain about? But again, you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the app, as well as where you can see the video of what the Shimanshi looks like now. It is sinking in a creek in New York. It's a creek that's between Brooklyn and Queens. It's called Newtown Creek. And they have some other abandoned vessels there. They have some old abandoned houseboats nearby where there's people who are basically just squatters living on those boats. And that was what was going on with the Shimanshi until the fire department came and made them all move out. They had been running electricity from the dock. They had built their own kind of rudimentary plumbing system on the ferry, and they turned it into like little apartments, and they were all living there and creating art and having parties. And but then, you know, they came and moved them out. That was about over 10 years ago now. So now it's just kind of sitting there and sinking into the water, and nobody seems to want to do anything about it. But this guy, Matt, who has a YouTube channel where he goes out and explores abandoned boats and stuff like that, he filmed the video. And so when you look at it, when you watch the video, and certainly when you see the photos, because I keep getting comments from people that are like, that's not the Shimanshi, it's too small. He was using a GoPro camera strapped to his helmet as he's kayaking. And GoPros are like a fisheye lens. So nothing looks the right length on a GoPro camera. But if you watch the video, you'll see it clearly is the Shimanshi. Someone posted a photo and said, no, this is the Shimanshi. It's like, that's not it. There's video and photos of what it looked like in the story in its heyday. Clearly, that's not the same boat. Clearly, it's not the same ship. I keep forgetting. You're supposed to call it a ship, not a boat. But I don't know. People just want to be right. There's so much negativity on social media that is unnecessary. Like the people who just randomly go into groups and drop political memes for no reason whatsoever. I'm in a group that has to do with a paranormal topic. And there's a lot to discuss about this it's about the Conjuring House. And it's kind of taken on legs to become more about a group about the paranormal overall. Some guy just drops in there about Iran backing down from the U.S. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Go post that on your personal page. Go find another group. Don't put it in this group. But people just, they don't understand those concepts, I guess, or just don't care to follow them. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Every single day. They don't work and they don't want to. Come on down to some damn cafe.
And welcome back in. I want to let you know about something here coming up. First of all, let me tell you what's going to be happening. They're going to be, the New Bedford Democrats are going to elect delegates to the Democratic State Convention. It's happening on Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. The New Bedford Democrats will convene to elect 44 delegates and 24 alternates at Our Lady of Angels Band Club, 1446 Acushnet Avenue in New Bedford, to represent New Bedford at the 2025 State Democratic Convention. Doors will open at 12 noon. So registered and pre-registered Democrats in New Bedford, 16 years old by Saturday, March 29th, may vote and be elected as delegates or alternates during the caucus. Youth, which is age 16 to 35, people with disabilities, people of color, veterans, members of the LGBTQ plus community, not elected as delegates or alternates, are encouraged to apply to be add-on delegates at the caucus. The 2025 convention will be in person at the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield on September 13th, 2025. The New Bedford Democratic City Committee hosts a bus to the convention every year, and they'll have more information to follow on that. But again, Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. at Our Lady of Angels Band Club, 1446 Acushnet Avenue. Doors will open at 12 p.m. For more information, or if you're interested in getting involved in the New Bedford Democratic City Committee, you can contact Lisa Lemieux at newbedforddems@gmail.com. New Bedford Dems, D-E-M-S, New Bedford Dems at gmail.com or 508-436-0774. So I'll have that information handy if anybody needs it. And we'll try to remind you a few more times before that. So again, if anybody is interested in taking part in that or joining the Democratic Committee. 508-996-0500. That is my number. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also send those app chat messages on the WBSM app. We've got one more break I'm going to take before the end of the hour. We've got big breaks today, so I want to make sure I get them all in. We'll be back in a few moments.
Want. Everybody does. Yeah, that's okay.
From the best cassette tape I ever found in a parking lot on the ground, that is Need You Tonight from INXS Kick. So we're going to take a break for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, more with you.